the pressure that we are under to conform to a specific vision of what is beautiful is a pressure that is unprecedented. Other societies have not had to deal with this. It is a pressure that we are dealing with because of media, because of internet, because of television, because of websites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, etc. That pressure, I want you to get mad about that. I want you to be mad that someone out there tells you that you're only beautiful, that you're only beautiful if you're white, you have blue eyes, you weigh much less than is healthy, you're a certain height, and you're a certain build. I want you to be mad about that, because it wasn't a woman who decided that for you. It was some group of men somewhere within a building where they were deciding what advertising might work, what clothing design might be best, a group of people somewhere who decided who would be the models, who would demonstrate beauty. And I think altogether we need to get mad about that. And we need to say enough is enough. We are all beautiful, irregardless of our color, our nose shape, our eye color, our chin shape, our weight. These are all issues that should make us angry. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the most beautiful of ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made each one beautiful and exciting and interesting to look at. The beautiful woman from the depths of Africa and the gorgeous young person from northern China and the lovely, incredibly interesting looking tribal member from the Amazon forest, everyone is beautiful. Our beauty is measured from what is inside.